Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because when it comes to NFR podcasts, let's just say they are the ones to blame if this deluxe edition does not happen. Because currently, I'm looking at the DSP for Travis Scott, and the additional tracks that they say is on a deluxe edition, as far as The Wizard by Travis Scott, Trip Out by Sheck West and Yeet, 110 South by Wally the Sensei. Let's just say I'm literally refreshing as we speak, and it feels like the Playboi Carti release all over again, because I keep looking at my DSP. I'm like, is my DSP broken? And I don't think so. I'm going to it, I click Jack Boys 2, and then it's nowhere to be found. So now I'm thinking to myself, are they lying to us? Like, hold on now. Let me find out. Everybody out here spreading fake news about this Jack Boys 2 Deluxe. I'm thinking to myself, this has been 11 hours ago and I still ain't seen nothing when it comes to the actual DSP and the professional outlets that's like Spotify, Amazon. It's like everybody's announcing this a Deluxe Edition. I'm like, is he trying to drum up some more anticipation for his project? Because I already said on my latest, like when I talked about his diss towards Pusha T, that was, you know, phenomenal, by the way. You know, I obviously had glowing things to say about it, of course. When it comes to Travis Scott and his marketing strategy, as far as stepping on Pusha T's album, I think it's pretty solid. I think he's going to end up outselling his album, even though it didn't come out on Friday. But if you have features such as a Glorilla, Tyler, Vibes Cartel, 21 Savage, Kodak Black, Saw Baby, Waka Flocka Flame, I think that's how they say it. Why am I acting like I don't know how to say his name? I'm tripping. Is he on this album? I don't see him. Why does it say that? I don't know why it says that. Okay, so the actual feature list is Don Toliver, Sheck West, Playboi Carti, Future. Oh, it's because he doesn't list them out. Well, so yeah, that's the actual list. The first time I said it, those are the features. But ultimately, the three tracks that you're seeing right now, as far as The Wizard, Trip Out, 110 South, I think it should help out the sales because there's additional tracks from a superstar in the game, such as, you know, Travis Scott. I don't think he needs it to outsell Pusha T's album, but maybe these are supposed to be on the original body of work. Because for the life of me, I cannot figure out why this project just wouldn't come out on a Friday. I mean, if you think about it, Pusha T is not going to outsell you because he's not a superstar like you. He doesn't have, he's literally talking to Joe Budden, Charlamagne. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he hit up academics while he's on vacation to try to get an interview. I mean, he's really doing the marketing strategy of all marketing strategies as far as being on every major platform, right? So now you look at Travis Scott, not only not doing any of that as far as a marketing rollout, I mean, I guess he let us know that was coming, but he puts out the album on a Sunday instead of a Thursday at midnight that a lot of people do to end up on a new music playlist, right? That's the whole reason people drop music Thursday at midnight. People probably be thinking, you could release music whenever. Why is everybody releasing music Thursday at midnight? Because if you release music any other day, the higher-ups are literally telling you, you're not going to be on a new music playlist unless you drop Thursday at midnight. Because when it comes to us getting everything in order, we have to know that this track is coming out. So now you give us a date, you turn in the track, and now we can put you on all the playlists we need to put you on to get you the engagement that major label artists usually get because of certain playlists pandering to them. I'm not going to say because of a dollar amount, because that's payola, and that's illegal. And, you know, I'm going to let Aubrey Graham handle that. But ultimately, there's a reason why everybody drops at Thursday at midnight. It's basically what the higher-ups told them to do. So with Travis Scott dropping this project on a Sunday, it's very interesting. And not only that, Justin Bieber dropped his album at Thursday at midnight. That's under Def Jam. If you don't know the whole story between Pusha T and Def Jam, Def Jam didn't like that Pusha T had a Kendrick Lamar verse. Literally, you can look this up if you think I'm like, this is, it's so, it sounds so silly, you're gonna think I'm making it up. Pusha T had a Kendrick Lamar verse. Def Jam didn't like that. I think it was like earlier this year or maybe 2 years ago. I forget. So Def Jam tells him to take Kendrick Lamar's verse off of the song, and Pusha T and his brother Malice, they say no. Def Jam is like, okay, well, album's not coming out. So now they go through that for like 2 years, and then Pusha T subsequently buys himself out of his Def Jam deal. And he talks, so he goes into more detail about this on what platform did he talk about this? Pusha T buys himself, I think it was GQ, out of Def Jam deal. I think it was GQ he talked about this. I don't know the actual source. I know he did talk about this, but let me see. So last week, Pusha T, but where did he say it, Pastor? I don't know what he... Okay, I think it was GQ. But anyways, from the clips themselves, they said that Def Jam wanted them to remove Kendrick Lamar's feature. Clip said no. And then, of course, they was at a stalemate. So, essentially, the Clips paid a seven-figure buyout to get out of the Def Jam contract, which I did not even know that was even possible. The group's manager, Steven Victor, was able to negotiate a deal with Roc Nation in a day. So now it's kind of making sense. If you have Roc Nation in the play, especially the way they have lawyers, I mean, Jay-Z said himself, I got lawyers like shooters because I'm throwing them M's, right? So if you get out of a seven-figure deal and then, you know, just, you know, it's such a coincidence, such a coinky dink that you end up with Roc Nation in less than a day.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
So I think Sean Carter had a lot to do with that. But anyways, and he said he was on the phone, well, with Jay-Z as far as Stephen Victor, right? So, you know, it's interesting tidbits. But yeah, so that whole ordeal with Pusha T and Def Jam, I know it sounds like a silly story, but literally they was holding them up because of that Kendrick Lamar verse. So, you know what's so funny? I don't even know why I said that. But ultimately, I'll just let y'all know. Oh, Justin Bieber. Yeah, Justin Bieber's under Def Jam. So Def Jam probably tried to do a one-up on Pusha T because he got help from Jay-Z and the Roc Nation to help him get out of his deal. And so they released the biggest artist on the same day that Pusha T put out his album. So now you get the Justin Bieber album that is titled Swag. I know, such a creative title, right? And then to play off of that even more, Justin Bieber himself, if you don't believe that Def Jam did that to make Justin Bieber drop, because it's been like 4 to 5 years, Justin Bieber himself came out and reposted on his IG account a post going at Pusha T. I'm like, when did he hop into the beef? I know Def Jam had beef with Pusha T, but now, of course, you know, releasing one of your biggest acts on the same day of an artist you have beef with, but then that artist themselves jump out the window to the point where this is an official IG post from Justin Bieber. Did I not spell his name right? Why is this not pushing up? Why is this not popping up? I put too many spaces. I think that's why. Okay, so yeah. So when it comes to Justin Bieber, and literally this is from his actual account, and it was since taken down because, you know, that's how artists do it nowadays. But as you can see right here, Justin Bieber, Bieber Valley himself wanted to smoke from the clips and literally said, well, reposted another account talking about justice is served, talking about, you know, he's basically praising his album. So Justin Bieber reposted this. And this is what it says. This is the only album that matters right now. This album is way better than the clips. Clips is for bitter grown men who collect card dolls and shop at Kith and Union. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see in the top left, that is a verification mark.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
I don't know why Justin Bieber wants to go at Pusha T. And of course, you're probably wondering why not just go to his actual account to pull this up. This is a story, so you know it's not there anymore. But this is actually from Justin Bieber's account, and it's very interesting because if you look up Lil Bieber, right? Let's just look up Lil Bieber right quick, just in case you gotta make sure we cross reference. You know what I'm saying? So Lil Bieber, you type in Lil Bieber, same account name and everything, and guess what pops up? His official account. So this is actually his account that he posted his story from. It's just obviously it's been 24 hours, so he's posting other stuff now. Like it went away. Now he's posting about some type of vacation. Oh, there's Sexy Red. I ain't gonna lie, Sexy Red, the industry plan, she gets posted by everybody. Anyways, getting back into Justin Bieber. Pause.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
So even Bieber Valley wanted smoke with the clips, which is why, you know, him, Def Jam, it all made sense in the world to drop on Pusha T's day. And then you have Travis Scott dropping on Pusha T's day, which, you know, it's giving them a taste of what Drake was going through as far as the whole Voltron formation of Kendrick, Lil Wayne, Future, Pharrell Williams, Rick Ross. I mean, I could keep going. ASAP Rock. I mean, everybody just teamed up. I mean, goodness, you would have thought that Canadian was Thanos or something. So anyways, that's essentially on a much lower scale what is happening to Pusha T. Justin Bieber and Travis Scott is indeed trying to rain on his parade, and I think it's going to work. I think ultimately Justin Bieber and Travis Scott is too big for Pusha T to get the attention they deserve for such a phenomenal rap album because of Justin Bieber and Travis Scott dropping around the same time. Well, Justin Bieber exactly at the same time, and then Travis Scott 2 days later. So with that being said, click my link, tree in my bio, let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the original point of the segment as far as talking about the deluxe edition, and do you think there's a conspiracy out there to take away exposure from the Pusha T album?